Revelation chapter 9. The images of this chapter look like scenes from science fiction, with symbolism that expresses great suffering, so much so that in those days people will seek death and will not find it, and they will go long to die, to escape the pain, but will discover that death evades them. One wonders, why continue the suffering? It is surely a manifestation of divine grace to give them the opportunity for repentance, for it is necessary to settle our account with God before we leave this world. That is why Isaiah warns and invites us, seek God while he's here to be found. Pray to him while he's close at hand. Let the wicked abandon their way of life and the evil their way of thinking. Let them come back to God, who is merciful. Come back to our God, who is lavish with forgiveness. Sadly, this book foretells the hardening of the hearts of many. The chapter ends with a solemn declaration. The remaining men and women, who weren't killed by those weapons, went on their merry way. Didn't change their way of life, didn't quit worshiping demons, didn't quit centering their lives around the lumps of gold and silver and brass, hunks of stone and wood that couldn't see or hear or move. There wasn't a sign of a change of heart. They plunged right on in their murderous, occult, promiscuous, and thieving ways. How privileged are we? God has opened our eyes and our hearts to discover that Christ Jesus settled our account with God the Father, dying for our sins to deliver us from the coming torment. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.